Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, the other day I left a poll up on my YouTube channel asking you guys what you wanted to see differently on my channel, what you wanted me to improve or change or that sort of thing, and a lot of comments were asking for more stories from r/IDoWorkHereLady and r/IDon'tWorkHereLady. So I thought, rather than making two separate videos, let's just combine the two subreddits together. So I'm giving you one story from each and then you can decide which one you enjoy more. So let's get straight into the first one. Starting with the I do work here lady post. Yeah, I get a staff discount. I'm staff. So, this was last week. I'm at work, it's a Sunday. I'm at the end of my shift. I'm tired and I want to go home. I've just clocked out and I'm at the till with some fish treatment for a mate and some frozen food for my snake. As usual, the cashier gives me my staff discount. We make conversation, but as there's someone else that wants to pay, I start to leave. That's when I hear this. The lady behind me says to the cashier, "I want a discount." The cashier replies, "I can't just give you a discount, I'm afraid." I turn around at this point because I know the cashier is terrible with confrontation. Even me with my anxiety is better at arguing, and I have a feeling a manager may be needed, so it's best I stick around. "Why not? She got one," the lady is pointing at me. The cashier calmly explains that I work here, so I'm entitled to a staff discount. "She doesn't work here. I'm in here all the time and I've never seen her before." I go over to her and unzip my jacket so she can see my work polo underneath. The company name is clearly on it and I have my work keys on my lanyard around my neck with the company logo on them. I say, "No, the cashier's right. I do work here." "No, you don't." She throws a dirty look in the cashier's direction. "You two are friends, aren't you? He's giving you stuff cheaper because you're friends. I'll have you fired for this. I deserve a discount." The cashier looks on the verge of tears. "You can either pay for your items and leave with them, or leave without them. It's your call," I say. "I deserve a discount." I end up going to get the manager from upstairs, and between us, the cashier, and two more staff members, we manage to get this woman to just pay for her stuff, full price, and go. I go home, get my rats in the freezer before they defrost, all is well. But that's not the end of it. The same lady came back in today, while I was on tills. She comes straight up to my till with a bunch of items and declares she usually gets a discount. I recognize her. And I've seen this scam before, though never from someone as brazen as this. "Oh, really? I've never seen you in here before." The lady points to a colleague. This colleague happens to be one of the ones who witnessed the ordeal last week. "Ask him, he knows who I am." My colleague said, "Oh yeah, she's the woman last week that demanded we give her a discount because she didn't believe that you worked here." The woman looks mad. If this were a cartoon, there'd be smoke coming out of her ears. "Ah," I say, "well, that'll be this price." I don't remember the exact amount. It was pretty decent though. I believe she was buying a tank and setup, so well over £500 probably. "And my discount?" "I can't give you one, I'm afraid." "Oh, you're new. I always get a discount." "I've been here over 2 years, actually." "Well, I've never seen you before." "Really? Because that's what you said last week. Again, that'll be the price." The lady huffs and throws an air stone at me. I'm not sure if it was on purpose, but it hit me in the face. It's gonna bruise. I'm more annoyed that my colleague and I ended up having to reshelve all the stuff she left on my desk. Fish tanks are heavy. Oh, and the best part? The same colleague sent me a screenshot of a Google review this afternoon. That very woman had left a review saying we ruined my son's birthday because we wouldn't serve me. She called us rude and all the usual rubbish. My manager replied and chewed her out with the truth. What a lad. Yeah, and that is it for the r/I do work in Eddie story. I really do not understand what this woman was trying to achieve here at all. Did she just not remember who you were? I guess she had no idea. But why would you try and use the same tactic that you thought someone else used on you the week prior, which didn't work at the time? I mean, maybe she thought it did work. I'm really bemused by this. I mean, like, this would never ever work, because surely when you say to the colleague or the, you know, the worker, oh no, this guy over here knows who I am, he gave me a discount last week, and then they just say, no, I didn't, then the whole ruse is up. I don't really understand it. What was she trying to achieve? I have no idea, but I'm glad that, you know, she didn't get a discount, although I'm not really sure how she ever would have done. Oh, and by the way, anyone that's kind of like questioning why OP is putting rats in the freezer, that's what you do when you have a snake. Trust me, I'd know. You got to, you put them in the freezer and then you defrost them when you feed them to the snake. It's pretty simple, but most people don't actually know that. Pretty cool stuff though. All right, now moving on to our next post. This one is from r/I don't work here lady. Park in employee parking versus I'm not an employee. I'm not sure if this is the right sub, but it sort of fits. I've been reading posts and it reminded me of this. Hope you enjoy. I'm female and was 24 at the time, by the way. This happened over the course of a few weeks, about 2 years ago. I was working as a construction/design engineer for hospitals, plumbing and air conditioning. I work for a company that's hired by the hospital, not for the hospital itself. My company had been hired to do an ER renovation on an old hospital, and the plans for the existing building were really old, all damaged, and just didn't exist anymore, really. As low man on the totem pole, I got the fun job of going out to the hospital to document or investigate the existing buildings, which meant lots of going up on ladders and looking above the ceiling to track down pipes and ducts and such. Because this was an ER, and therefore 24 hours a day, we had to time our investigation for non-busy times, namely 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the middle of the week. I was also working my normal office hours, because my job offered overtime or in lieu hours, and I needed the overtime pay, college loans, you know. So for all these interactions, I was exhausted and just didn't really give a dang. So, on to the story. I had to park in the hospital parking garage, on the top floor to be out of the way of patients and visitors. I had finished early because an emergency had come into the ER and I had to get out of the way. I had some extra time, so decided to close my eyes for a bit before driving to the office, when I was woken up by a tapping on my window. A man was peering in the window. We will call him Parking Dude. I waved at him, thinking he was just making sure I was alright. I was sleeping in a hospital parking lot after all. The dude gestured for me to roll down my window, so I cracked it to hear him better. He gruffly declared that employees are to park in the back lot or on the street if that's full. Next time I'll have you towed. He then turned and marched back to his golf carts, which he blocked me in with as I called out, I don't work here. He left, I left, and went to work thinking it was a one-time deal. Little did I know. Over the next few visits, I came back to my car to find increasingly angry parking tickets about parking in employee parking from now on. They were printed on A4 and very obviously homemade, with the blurry hospital logo and WordArt parking enforcement across the top. The notes threatened booting, towing, and demands for my supervisor's name so I could be reported. I wish I still had them to share with you. My coworkers and I had quite a laugh over them. I even left a note on my dash saying I wasn't an employee, and the next ticket had a rant about lying, and that you will be written up for lying once I get your supervisor's name. Then one morning, I came out to find the parking dude waiting for me. He had blocked my car with his golf cart again and was grinning at me like a cat who got the cream. I walked up to him and he said, employees have to park.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the back lot. You are in so much trouble. I demand to speak to your manager. Yes, he really said it. Give me their name and number and the department you work for. I won't let you leave until you give me your manager's name.
he did have my car blocked in. I tried to explain that I wasn't an employee. I pointed out my outfit, work boots, jeans, safety glasses, and a tool belt with flashlights, tape measures, lasers, and a clipboard with my drawn plans, and told him that this is where hospital admin had told us to park. But he insisted that my disguise wasn't going to trick him and demanded to speak to my manager. I was so exhausted and wasn't really up to arguing, so I just pulled out my business card and my boss's card and handed them over. I told my boss about this and he just told me to ignore it, as of course he confirmed with the hospital that's where I was supposed to park. This dude pulled out his phone and called my boss and reported me. My boss, an older gentleman, who was also the president of the company, later told me he had told the dude that he had to let me leave or he was calling the police. When the dude hung up, he told me, "I'm letting you leave this time, but next time you park here, I'll boot your car and find your real manager's number and report you. Some trick with your friend won't work." He got in his golf car and zoomed away. Luckily, my boss found this whole thing hilarious. It was about a week before I went back. Bad weather meant I was busy and the ER had no work for me, and I was almost done with my task. I would be back after construction started, but it's all on hold now because of COVID. I'd finished for the day once again and headed out to my car to find the dude had sort of done what he had threatened. There was a thick chain looped through the handle of my driver's side rear door and a cinder block all tied together with a large padlock. I knew this guy was a bit nutty, but I also had figured out he didn't have any real authority. So to find this half clever, half poorly thought out ball and chain attached to my car was a bit of a surprise. Now, I got into engineering because I like solving problems. I actually don't really like math, even if I'm not half bad at it, and this wasn't a particularly complex problem. I simply rolled my back window down and lifted the cinder block and excess chain into my car and then drove away. I passed the parking dude on my way out. To say he was shocked was an understatement, and I gave him a jaunty wave as I drove by. It was a cold drive back to my office with the window open, but it was worth it for the look on his face. When I got to the office, I had to go in and sign out the bolt cutters and was followed out by a parade of my co-workers to see it for themselves. I had to go back one more time. I was eager to see what the parking dude might do after his last plan failed. I came out to find he had tried the chain and cinder block bit again. This time, he had wrapped the chain around the bottom of the wheel a few times and had the cinder block tied pretty close to the wheel and the chain through the handle again. It was definitely chained in a way that would take a lot more ingenuity to get out of. Or a pair of bolt cutters I hadn't returned to the office, you know, just in case. I cut through the chain, unchained the car, and then loaded the whole lot into my trunk. The dude must have been harassing some other person because he only pulled up as I was backing out of the spot. He blocked my car again with his cart and jumped out. He came up to my window and I did roll it down just to see what he had to say. "Hey, hey, where are the chains? How did you get loose? This is stealing." Is it stealing to take stuff he attached to my car? "I will have your job for this." I never did hear the rest of the rant, as I yelled, "Magic, and I'm not an employee," during a pause of breath, and drove around his cart and away. It was the most dramatic exit of my life, and will probably never be topped. It was my last day there, for now, and I've since gotten a new car, so I'm not sure if I'll run into the parking dude again. I'd like to think he is still puzzled over how I managed to unchain my car. My boss did lodge a complaint, but I don't think anything came of it. Anyway, that's my I don't work here story. Hope it was worth the read. Yeah, dude, that is definitely the right subreddit. I mean, that's just amazing. It's so cool because clearly he is trying to be, you know, clever and clamp your car in various different ways. But you, as like a trained professional engineer, you're obviously going to know better ways than him to deal with this sort of stuff. It's awesome that like it started off as you being annoyed with what he was doing. And then you were like, "You know what? I'm going to accept this challenge. Everything you've got for me, parking dude, throw it all at me. And I guarantee that I'll be able to break out of whatever you trap my car in," or stuff like that. It was pretty cool to see the little game that unfolded between you two. I loved it personally. I'd like to see it televised and put on national TV as a game show. Get out of this parking lot. It would be called. Doesn't sound that appealing, does it? No, it doesn't. But you never know. It could work. Any TV stations that want to air that show, you're going to have to pay me for the privilege. I don't know where I'm going with this. A great story though, but let me know down in the comments below. Which did you prefer? first story, second story, and which subreddit do you prefer in general? I don't work your lady, the classic original, or the flip on it, I do work your lady. Let me know down below. You know what I'm going to do, actually? I'll leave a playlist up here of the I do work your lady videos, and a playlist down here of my I don't work your lady videos. And, you know, whichever one you prefer, you click on. And then I can judge in the analytics which, you know, which player's got more clicks. So click on either this, this, or if you're still watching right now, click this and subscribe to my channel for daily Reddit content. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.